Starting a business can be daunting for anyone, but especially for immigrants. A new 13-week training program from Canopy of Northwest Arkansas is helping refugees and immigrants in the area become entrepreneurs. Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth explains.
For Paskasi Tuiseng, the idea to start an African grocery store came when she noticed so many of her neighbors in Springdale, who are also African immigrants, missed their food from home.
You know, if you miss your habitual food, sometime you can not be comfortable in the community. So I hope if they get their habitual food, they will be comfortable in the community.
But starting a business in the U.S. seemed unattainable for the Rwandan refugee. In a new system and country, she just didn't know how to get started.
So I worked primarily with an employment department. When they were arriving, we were helping them finding employment. And part of that was to create a resume for our refugee clients to see what skills they have. And one thing over and over, I was noticing that they had businesses. And when I was asking them, what is your ultimate goal? 2 years, 6 months, 2 years, 5 years. They always mention, like, I want to start my own business.
That's Khalid Atmadzai, the Director of Economic Advancement for Canopy of Northwest Arkansas, a refugee resettlement agency, the only one active in Arkansas. He says last year the organization started its first Planet program to help immigrants and refugees in the area become successful entrepreneurs.
We partnered with an organization in Minnesota called Neighborhood Development Center. And out of that partnership, we started this first cohort last March or April last year. And just in the midst of COVID, we finished that. And out of that class of eight, we had three graduates.
Tonight, seven participants from this year's cohort are graduating from the four-month-long program, each with different business models ranging from landscaping businesses to food trucks. Another graduate, Darukshan Farhad, plans to start a clothing and alteration store. Unlike her classmates, she hopes to take the tools from the Planet program to start her business back home in Afghanistan.
So basically a thrift store that would clean the clothes and also have a customizing service for the customers as well. Like they would come and try, and also there will be a seamstress who can help them with like reshaping it, like making it like short or like long, or like making it small or big. So this is a very new initiative, and it will be run by all women.
She says the Canopy-sponsored class helped her understand how to identify economic opportunities and better realize practical skills like budgeting and marketing.
Something that interests me is that in America, you see a need and then you start, like you see the demand and you just launch your product and you will have your customers, and no matter how different it is and how new it is, as long as you can introduce it to the market, do a good marketing, have good marketing technique, you will be able to be successful in your business.
Atmadzai says students met with representatives from Forge Community Loan Fund and Startup Junkie, which will help the aspiring entrepreneurs finance their projects.
They came and talked to class about Kiva Fund, which is an online fundraising platform. And then our graduate aspiring entrepreneurs are going to use those funding from those resources to start their businesses.
Kiva is an international organization that helps expand access to small business borrowers who are typically marginalized or underrepresented and helps them with the loan application process. Startup Junkie in Fayetteville manages the Northwest Arkansas hub of the program. For Jose Martinez, he and his family had owned their own businesses back in El Salvador. When he resettled in Arkansas, he says he wanted to continue that trend, but navigating permits, finances, and other legal responsibilities on his own was like learning a new language.
Mostly the legalities of a business. You know, we know how to do the job, and we know how to get it done, and we have the manpower and, you know, the will to do things, but we don't know how to properly structure a business and how it's run, like bookkeeping and marketing and all that stuff. So it was very, very helpful to learn all those things. And I feel like we got a lot of tools out of it that we can use.
Martinez and his brother plan to start a landscaping and lawn care business. And he says the economic opportunity from the business doesn't just stop with his family.
You know, what we're thinking about is like maybe once the company's up and running, we can even help the refugee community. If somebody needs a job, you know, they just moved here or something, you know, we'll be there for them. And just like, you know, Canopy was there for us.
And Atmadzai says while the Planet program gives entrepreneurs practical training, everything from where to get a logo printed to how to pay taxes for a business, as well as access to loan opportunities, more importantly, the program also helps refugees and immigrants in Northwest Arkansas feel valued and welcomed in their new communities.
We know that Northwest Arkansas is there's a large number of people moving in. I think the number I heard is 37 people moving into Northwest Arkansas every day. And I think within the refugee and immigrant community, there's a lot of ideas and opportunities that they can bring into to the area.
And Darukshan Farhad agrees that immigrants are a valuable asset for the region and its economic growth. And a class like this one helps them capitalize on that potential.
We all get scared when we have ideas and when we have projects and we want to start. Taking this class enabled me to know the elements that go to initiative and like a startup company and whatever business we do. We need to know like the small components that matter the most. So this class was important for taking all of that into consideration and understanding all of them.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Daniel Carruth.